I'm a lesbian, Graham. I'm not Superwoman. I don't come with magic knickers and a golden lasso, and now I've handed my key back. What chance do you think I've got of getting a promotion? What is this about? This offering support to me now it's all too late. You didn't do much good for me when I was in the job. Was this just your way of getting up the greasy pole, and now that I've got nothing to give you, you think you can be kind to me? I know why the Vice Chancellor has been avoiding me. My young upstart replacement is a man. He's this new bright, breezy type of cosmopolitan politics, all packed into one macho echo warrior type that recycles toilet paper, doesn't flush the toilet, and doesn't read newspapers because it will corrupt his mind. He's just slipped in through the back door. Everyone's wearing cargo trousers now around the maths department. They look like they've just got back in from the Cotswolds or somewhere. Equally tricky. They're just boasting how safe life is, saying there's more out there, go do it. No wonder education's on its knees. Girls deserve better than people bringing back overgrown weeds in a poly bag and saying that this is the new use for mathematics to save the planet, and they're getting funding for it. I found out my girlfriend is bisexual and not gay. I call it laziness. I mean, make a decision. It's not like men and women are at all similar. She's got all these big strong men around her, and she doesn't need me anymore to pay for the Tenerife holidays and new bay windows on the caravan that she needs. She can get her drinks in the social club off others and enjoy the cabaret between the bingo and the meat drawer every Tuesday with someone else. She's just with the great unwashed who think that scrubbing floors is a lifeline to their best option in life. I suppose, ultimately, I chose academia because I was lazy. So the college is going to go mixed. It's not like I can shout about it on Woman's Hour now. They're all going to have to fend for themselves. I haven't got any clout. I can't back their corner. You've got my room key. I'm officially no longer here. This is not my place. I've got no reason to stand talking to you. It's a millstone off my neck, I can tell you. It feels lighter already. Don't worry, I'm not going to complain. I'm not bearing a grudge. I know you sleep through nights when you should be working. The taxi man's there anyway, and he looks the sort to have the meter running. One last act to perform before I leave this place. Warm waffles with the warden. Be rude not to.